On this day, 5th May 1921, Craig in Dublin. Lord Fitzalan of Derwent has made his presence in Ireland formally known. He has officially summoned the two bogus Parliament's Colonel, Sir James Craig, left for Dublin yesterday in obedience to a message from the new Lord Lieutenant. At the Viceregal Lodge, he met the Earl of Kenmare, an intense Roman Catholic. Unionist attack on Catholic hymn of hate. At a meeting in support of Unionist candidates for West Belfast, Councillor Twaddle JP again referred to the appointment of a Catholic Viceroy. I have said before that it was contrary to the constitutional government of this country that a Roman Catholic should have been appointed Lord Lieutenant of Ireland. He is in his innermost soul a Roman Catholic, he continued. Another matter to which I take exception, and grave exception, is that Roman Catholic clergymen should have the management of schools. So far as Protestant clergy are concerned, they have no desire for it, but they are largely responsible for improving the primary education of Ireland. The Roman Catholic priests have been teaching the hymn of hate in their national schools, maintained by loyal taxpayers. The managers of Protestant schools do not teach the hymn of hate, nor give the children the blackest pages in Irish history to read. 5 years for Donegal Mann. A sentence of 5 years penal servitude has been passed on Neil Blaney of Rosnakill, County Donegal, who was recently tried by court-martial in Derry on the charge of having documents likely to cause disaffection. The accused, who refused to recognise the court, said he was a soldier of the IRA. Border trouble in Silesia. In the House of Commons last night, Mr. C. Harmsworth said that the British member of the plebiscite commission in Silesia had reported that an insurrection organised by Polish elements broke out on May 2nd in Upper Silesia and that Allied troops in occupation had 9 engagements with the insurgents. Eamon Phoenix editor's note, Craig's dramatic visit to Dublin, where he would secretly meet President de Valera, was highlighted by the Irish News as Northern nationalists hoped against hope that partition might yet be averted. Twaddle's bitter attack on Catholic schools ensured that Cardinal Logue would refuse to nominate a church representative to the Lynn Committee on the future directly of the North's education policy. Meanwhile, the problems associated with the redrawing of national borders by a boundary commission were reported from Silesia, split between Germany and the new Polish state under a plebiscite ordained by the Versailles Treaty. Neil Blaney was the father of later Fianna Fáil minister Neil Blaney, who featured in the 1970 arms trial.